To Washington, where there's frustration over the portrayal of the findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The New York Times and Washington Post are quoting government officials and other sources who say that the report is more damaging than has been revealed so far. Our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks, and he joins us now. Welcome, Simon. What are the papers saying is actually in this report? Are they giving any details?
Well, it's not just the newspapers now, but television networks here as well are confirming the reporting that was first published in the New York Times, Philippa, that says a number of Robert Mueller's investigators, remember Robert Mueller was the special prosecutor digging into whether there was any collusion between President Trump and the Russians during 2016's election campaign, and also digging into obstruction of justice claims. Several of Robert Mueller's investigators are said to be deeply frustrated over the way in which William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, appointed by President Trump himself just about a month before the Mueller inquiry delivered its report to the Department of Justice, presented a summary of its conclusions. And as everybody knows, because President Trump keeps talking about it, the summary that Attorney General William Barr presented was that Robert Mueller had cleared President Trump of collusion with the Russians, had equivocated on the issue of obstruction of justice, but hadn't decided that the president had committed it, but also hadn't decided to exonerate the president. The White House seized on that. They've spent the last 11 or 12 days insisting that the Mueller report clears President Trump. But so far, the public has only read 101 words of a 400-page report that is sitting in the Department of Justice that has not been released to Congress, has not been made public, while the Attorney General and his staff go through that report and remove confidential and classified information from it. So the White House essentially is being accused here of engaging in politicized news management of the Mueller report, and certainly without going into details about what the Mueller report contains, because we won't know that until we see it, some of Robert Mueller's investigators are said to be deeply frustrated that the Attorney General has painted a far too whiter than white picture of what the report actually says about the president.
Well, we do know that there are conspiracies, rumours, speculation swirling, and given that, as you say, hasn't been released and there are no details out in the public, are people taking these allegations seriously about the substantive body of it?
Look, I think this has been a very bad day for the Attorney General William Barr. The Department of Justice has had to put out a statement in response to these reports, saying that the Attorney General decided to release the report's bottom line findings with the understanding that the report itself would be released after the redaction process. And the statement says that the Attorney General decided to do this because of the extraordinary level of public interest in the matter. But William Barr went much further than just that. He didn't just release the conclusions as he saw them of Robert Mueller's inquiry. He took the decision, along with his deputy Rod Rosenstein, that President Trump should not face obstruction of justice charges. That decision was left to him by Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor. And everybody wants to know why William Barr reached that conclusion. How was he able, in the space of less than 48 hours, to decide that President Trump was innocent of obstruction of justice, when after 2 years of investigation, Robert Mueller himself could not reach that conclusion? The president's opponents say this process has been highly politicized, that the White House has been engaged in news management, and at least some Democrats in the House of Representatives are threatening to issue subpoenas to get their hands on the full text of the Mueller inquiry in an unredacted form. This is going to become a big struggle for Democrats, because the Department of Justice insists the president's executive privilege needs to be protected and confidential matters in the report have to be blacked out before it's published.
Thank you for bringing us up to date. That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.